This is The Playbook. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, live here at the greatest stadium ever built, in the billion-dollar screen right behind us as well on top of it. And I have Jazz Mather here. He is the CEO of Limitless X. Welcome to The Playbook.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you here.
It's so good
Amazing.
To have you.
Love it. Thank
so
you.
So every once in a while, I've done thousands of interviews, I run into somebody that has the exact same mindset, but also heart set and handset, meaning not only do they have the mindset to be limitless, but they have the emotional aspect that's necessary in order to be limitless. But most importantly, where I lose most people in the similarities is they don't have a pragmatic methodology. They don't have the handset. They have great ideas, great feelings, usually giving self-development or seminars or books or podcasts, making people think and feel good, but they don't tell them exactly how to do it. And what I love about you, Jazz, is that you actually have the handset to complement the heart set and the mindset. You know, for you, how important is the actual actions besides what other people see as woo-woo, philosophical, theoretical advice?
It's the most important, because you can't really give people the right advice or explain what needs to be done in depth unless you have the experience. And you're not going to get the experience without the action of having tried something yourself and having gone through failures to ultimately become successful at what it is that you want to do, right? It's the experiences that shape us to become who we are in the journey, right? So a lot of times people will learn from others but not do it themselves, and then they'll try to teach others and give them that feel-good aspect, but they themselves actually have not done it. And what they've done is they've accomplished learning something and educating others on what they've learned, but they've never accomplished trying it themselves and having the hardships. So they can't explain the whole, you know, the 180 of the whole thing.
And, you know, we limit ourselves in three different time zones. The first time zones, we limit ourselves by the meaning we give our past. We limit ourselves with the time we're given today. And of course, we limit ourselves with our dreams or vision for our future. I'm going to start with what you started with, these mistakes, failures, and setbacks of the past. How do most people limit themselves with the way that they see the past and restrain themselves from achieving in the future?
I would say a lot of times people will think if something happened once to them, it'll keep happening over and over again. Or, you know, they have a fear. They don't believe in themselves. That's actually the most important, is they don't believe that they can do it. They'll watch others do it, and they'll think that they don't have it in them to do it. And that also comes with surroundings and environment, right? So not being in the right environment, or not being having the right people around you, or not believing in yourself that you can block out others' opinions, or having the fear of failure, where what others will think about you if you give it a shot and you don't make it, right? So they'll look at other people's stories and they'll be like, hey, that's great, but I don't believe I have it in me to do just that. And that's the willpower, and that's where that comes from, right? Or they'll try something once, it wouldn't work, so they'll never want to give it another chance again. So again, you have to believe in yourself first, you know?
And speaking of that belief, you know, the ticker symbol for Limitless X is VYBE, V-Y-B-E.
Correct.
And it seemed odd to me, because usually a lot of times the symbol is going to be close to what the name of the company is. Why'd you choose VYBE?
Because the one thing that everybody has in common, doesn't matter where in the world they are, doesn't matter our economy, what it gets to, everyone wants to look good and feel great. And everyone's investing in themselves, buying products, doing different things to try to have a, you know, better appearance on the outside, number one. But also what matters more is the inside, right? Because you have to be healthy on the inside in order for the outside to match in the end. So VYBE stands for visualize yourself better every day. And once you can visualize yourself being better each and every day, it's about taking small steps. Doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish with your body, with your mind, emotionally, as long as you're willing to take small steps forward each and every day, that's all that counts. So if you can visualize it, and you'll believe in yourself, you'll project that same energy outwards, and other people will believe in that as well, and they'll see the same.
You know, I tell people to know what they want each day in a trajectory of what they think they want in the future, that vibe that you're talking about, but they have to utilize time and activity correctly. And one of the things I love most about Limited X is that pragmatic side of,
right,
hey, we're going to tell you what to do, who to know, who to ask, how to do it, to be productive, accessible, and gracious with your time. What are some of the aspects of utilizing our time each day in that limitless trajectory towards our future?
So you have to know that whatever amount of time you have in a day, you'll never get that time back. So make yourself the most important person in your life, right? Don't put others in front of you. Doesn't matter who it is, because if you can't prioritize yourself, you'll never be able to prioritize anybody else. The first thing is to spend time in understanding what it is that you want out of everything, out of business, out of personal life, what you're looking for, and then where you're at with that in your life today. And then look at your surroundings, who's around you, and what each person is contributing, right? Are they contributing to in a beneficial way? Are they constantly poking at you for decisions that you're making or what you're doing in your life, etc.? And then you have to slowly start to say, okay, well, I'm trying to go on this path. All these people, one person might fit here, but all these people don't fit. And as you take that time to start boxing out some people, shelf them, that aren't needed, focus on the ones that are there, and then so you'll allow to have more space. And the thing is to have a clear mind. You have a lot of people in your ear or a lot of people around you in general, your mind will get cluttered, you'll get fogged, you'll have opinions. So you need to first clear that up. And then you'll be able to slowly move forward and you'll meet more people. They'll come along the way, and some will help you and give you that boost that you need to, instead of taking that one small baby step, you'll take 10 and you'll propel.
And, the space itself is getting crowded. There's a lot of different promises, different marketing and branding solutions out there. But you guys seem to have a true, authentic solution that differentiates itself in the market. What are some of the things that you think differentiate you and are contributing to the huge success that you're having?
So I've done it in real life. I've basically, nothing was handed to me from all aspects, whether it's tangible items, whether it's luxury items, whether it's taking a company public, whether it's building relationships with people from all different areas, whether it be top Fortune 500, Fortune 100 company CEOs, bankers, investment bankers, hedge funds, movie stars, pro athletes, like you name it, right? And these are all different types of people. So getting to them, being able to converse with them, being able to get into some of those circles, it's a very big challenge. So, and to have relationships in all these different areas and be able to do your, accomplish business goals at the same time and live a life that you don't need a vacation from. So you turn, your passion essentially into your profit. That's something that I've done, but I mastered it. But it took me, I would say 10 years to really, from start to finish, to really build it to this kind of level. The same thing I would recommend to anyone else is that it is possible, but you have to identify, what's important, what's priority,
Yeah, prioritization is a big thing. Antidote to feeling overwhelmed, antidote to procrastination.
Right.
But part of the process of prioritization is identifying fear as well. And you've touched on fear in the limit side of what it does to you. When we're giving everything we have, learning lessons, having fun, doing our best in that trajectory, no matter what, we're going to have fear present.
Correct.
There's going to be doubt. There's going to be mistakes, setbacks, failures, void shortages, obstacles, negative energy, negative feedback. What do you do even today after 10 years of that journey to be so successful? What do you do when fear creeps its way into your life?
So I would call it more of doubt, I would say. It's like doubting yourself, or because something hasn't worked or hasn't clicked over and over, you're like, oh, is it going to work this time or is it not? So it's less of fear at this point. For me, it's more of frustration. I would say that, oh, why am I going to give this another shot, you know? I've already tried this 40 times over, 40 different people. I'm going to try it again. It's going to be the same excuse. So it comes down to frustration and not having the patience to tolerate the same old thing that's going to happen again over and over again, right? So what I have to do is remind myself that it's like throwing a dart on a board, right? You want to hit the bullseye, but you're not going to hit the bullseye every time. So you have to look at it as this is a new shot and a new dart that you're taking. And you got to hit it one more time. So it's just like, okay, well, you know what? I gave it all these shots, but maybe this next time is going to be the shot. You just never know. So I just remind myself that hey, this is what's happened in the past. I can't let the past define the present or the future. And that's all you have to remember and just constantly keep taking steps forward and say, hey, what do you have to lose? Because if you don't take that shot, you have a lot to lose because that might have been the shot. But if you take the shot and it doesn't work, well, you always got to move again, keep moving forward.
And speaking of moving forward, as you look forward towards the successes of the future, what are the things today that you're dreaming about as you take this limitless type of perspective? What are some of the things that you're dreaming about?
What I'm dreaming about? I would say my goal in this, is to be able to relate to people that have faced or are facing similar issues like what I've faced throughout my journey and faced like a lot of different things like, you know, from health standpoints, emotional standpoints, different things like that, that need that extra push that say, hey, look, I don't think I can do it. But then they see my story. They're like, okay, well, this guy did it. I can do it too, right? And everybody will have a different level. Like everyone's idea of achievement of success, it's different, you know? Some people, it's all kinds of different. Some people, it's a smaller increase in what they're doing. It just depends on where you're at in your life and what you're happy with, what you're comfortable with. Because I'll tell you right now, like, it's not the money that's going to make you happy. And a lot of people think it is, they're mistaken. The ones who think it is the ones that don't really have it. And when they start having it, they just don't understand that it's not the money that makes, because it's a never-ending thing. If that's what's going to make you happy, you'll never be happy. Because there's no amount of money that'll ever be enough, right? So you have to learn to be happy with whatever, with what you have and what you have access to. So for me, it's just, you know, being able to give people that advice, that guidance that I could say. And then from there, just building this company into a vehicle where we can, you know, increase the industries that we're in. We can branch. I want to branch out now. I think I've cornered. I wouldn't say cornered, but I've done what I can do in the supplements business.
Yep.
I've done it for a long time. I've been in it for 12 years now. You know, from manufacturing to direct to consumer, all of this stuff. Right. So I'm at a point now where we're going to expand some of these brands, take them global, start global distribution. And I'm my next phase is to get into more on the wellness side of products and medical health, telemedicine, just all kinds of pharmaceuticals. Like that's the next goal here.
And one of the other aspects beyond, you know, the family side and the finance side of what you do, this non-negotiable of health. You know, I always say if you're healthy, you get as many wishes a day as you want. If you're unhealthy, you only have one wish. But there's has to be a context of faith, and it could be theoretical, philosophical, spiritual, religious, or a combination thereof. For you, does faith at all interplay into your limitless success?
Yeah. I mean, first thing is I would say meditating every day, at least 30 minutes a day. Just, you know.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 2014.
So the 10 years that you've been successful.
Yeah, almost 10, 9 years, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Resistant at first to meditation?
Sorry?
Were you resistant at first to meditation?
Not when I understood what it really was.
Yeah.
Not when I understood that it's really about being self-aware and just being making that 30 minutes for yourself undisturbed and, you know, tapping in and really understanding why it is that you want what you want, right? Because that's the first thing most people can't give an answer to. Why do they want what they want? You ask a person, okay, you want this. Okay, why? Give me a reason. Why do you want one Ferrari? Why not five? Why not? You know what I mean? There's a lot of different factors, and it takes time to figure that out, you know? It's like tapping into your inner self. That's really what it is for me. It's being able to meditate, having faith. I believe in myself. So I only bet on myself. I don't gamble, but yep. I'll bet on myself. I'll put whatever amount of money it is behind me up to the last penny, because I know if I can't, if I'm trying to go after this one thing and something doesn't work here, I'll learn from it, whether I'll build a contact, whether I'll something I'll learn from it that I'll be able to switch gears midway through and yeah. make something successful. It's like investors, right? Investors, they don't care about reading your 200-page business plan. They just want to see, they ask you for it because they want to see if you have the formatting in order. If you know how to take what's in your head and put it on paper in the right format, because an investor is not investing in your business. They're investing on you because they know if you can make one thing, if you could put that together, if you can't make that one thing work, you'll make something work for sure. And that's really what it's about, is structure.
And investing in yourself is part of that, getting still with all the success that you have with Limitless X and Vibe. Do you still seek mentorship yourself?
Sometimes there's some people that I look up to. I haven't ever gone to any of the seminars or any of that stuff, but there are some people that I look up to in different ways. But most of what I've done is always like, I'll look, I'll see, you know, and then I'll go for it myself. And sometimes like when you meet with people, they'll give you advice. I'm always open to listening. That's what I never used to do before. Now I do that. So, you know, I'll listen, I'll take the advice. I'll be patient with things. I never used to do that before. And that's when I made a lot of money and lost a lot of money, because making decisions in rush, you know,
yeah.
So that's what I've learned, but I'm always open to learning more. And I definitely don't want to be the smartest person in the room, because then I'm in the wrong damn room.
Me too. That's yeah. why I have you on here. So we'll have a fight who has to live there. Good. We're getting there. Challenging times as far as the public sector goes, obviously, yeah. right now.
It's not easy.
Not easy for anyone.
It doesn't matter if it's on going public, staying public, your stock, your trading, all of that stuff. Yeah, it's just back and forth.
So my last question is about that. I've been a CEO of a public company myself. And,
yeah.
You know, I am someone like you that looks for control within myself, accountability within myself. But, you know, the hardest or most challenging thing of being a CEO of a public company is, you know, a lot of times we aren't in control of the market or the market makers.
No.
And how do you deal knowing being someone that has such great control, you know, with great effort and mindset, right. all the things you do? How do you deal with not attaching to not having control of the markets and the market makers?
It's hard. I mean, I came to realize that that's something that you just can't. So first of all, you know, that's a very bad word. We can't even say that, right?
Right.
The minute we say that, it's like, damn, you know,
exactly.
SEC problems.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing is the public company has nothing to do with the private company. And people don't even know that. Most 90% of the people out there don't even know. It's two totally different businesses. Yes, at one point, it'll take a year, it'll take 2 years, the two will interlink based off the customers becoming shareholders, all that stuff. But right now, one has nothing to do with the other. So people can go and trade all day and stock will go up and down, and it has nothing to do with the core operations of the business, right?
Right.
Until that audience is like all tied together. So I've realized that, you know, ultimately you just can't have it your way when it comes to that world, but it is, if you know what you're doing and you have a good team and you're in it for the long run, you can build it into a monster vehicle and just do acquisitions, do M&As, do, you know, all kinds of different things and use that. And my goal has been to use the vehicle as a tool to acquire other businesses with the stock.
Yep.
So there has to be a value built into the company first. And that just takes time. It just takes, it's a good, you know, it takes a good couple of years to build. And then years 3 to 5, you start, you know, making target acquisitions and go from there.
Yeah, so, well, that's the right perspective. Mm-hmm. And too many people do have a short perspective, but you know that your great successes have not come overnight. It's been a good 10 years of efforts of lessons and doing your best and learning those lessons. What's the last piece of advice that you would give to an entrepreneur being ahead of a successful private company or public company with Vibe, Limitless X? What advice would you give someone that was in your position 10 years ago in the wellness space? What advice would you give them?
I would say, first of all, in general, believe in yourself and invest in yourself when it comes to health. because that's very, very important. You know, most people that train every morning, at least first thing in the morning, they have a much better success ratio than a lot of people that don't. And then it also helps you stay calm and make the right decisions and, you know, just not overreact, overthink, etc. Right? It builds more self-confidence, and that's what's needed in order to be an extremely successful entrepreneur slash business person, right? And then the second part for anybody in the space is just that marketing is everything. But if you want to keep, marketing is everything for the first sale. But if you want to keep a customer for long term, and that's what these industries are, that, you know, you buy protein powder every month, you buy these supplements, skincare products, etc. You have to have good quality products. You have to have products that people, they have to have a story, they have to work. They can't just be your generic formulations that people sell through affiliates online. You know, there has to be something that works with the right marketing, with everything in place. And just know that today's customers are smart, they're educated, and social media goes both ways. You know, as much as easy it is to reach clients, people are aware of what's going on, and they're not, you know, they're not oblivious anymore to all the fake things that go on. So just sell, have a good product, good formulations. Know that marketing is the key, but you have to, you know, just believe in yourself and push.
Yeah, and if you do, the options will be limitless.
Limitless. That's true.
CEO of Limitless X. And of course, check out VYBE. Invest in great entrepreneurs like Jazz Mathur. Thank you so much for joining me here at the greatest stadium ever built here in Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium. I'm Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.